Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
All right. Alex, Audrey, say hello to Paul. Paul has been ghosted. We're going to try to help him out. Good morning, Paul.
What's up, dude?
Oh, hey. Poor Paul.
Morning. Morning.
Paul, we're going to call Leslie in just a second, see if she'll talk to us. But why don't you give us a backstory? Like, what's going on? What's been happening?
All right. You guys are my last resort.
We're everybody's last resort.
Seriously. we're used to it.
All right, so I've been talking to this lady for a while, and we've hung out a bunch of times. We're probably going on like about a month that we've been talking. And randomly, in about the past 2 weeks, she completely cut me off, and I can't get a peep from her. I can't get anything.
And no idea why?
Okay.
Oh, boy.
I do know I've had some free time recently. So I've been thinking about her a lot, and we went from texting and talking on the phone constantly, and now it's nothing, like zero. At this point, I just want to know what happened, because we hung out tons of times, and it felt like this was going in the right direction. You know, she was going to be my girlfriend, and I'm just trying to figure out what the heck happened. What did I do?
Hang on a second, Paul. We'll give her a ring, all right?
All right.
Hello.
Leslie, we catch you at a bad time. You at the gym. It's Booker, Alex, and Audrey with Mix 94.7.
Wow. How'd you know I was working out? Wow.
Oh, are you really?
That's funny.
Oh, yeah. It sounded like a gym. I've heard people talking from the gym before, just never been.
You hear that?
Anyway, we're doing a segment called Waiting by the Phone. I just want to let you know what's going on here, and we hope that you'll carve out a couple of minutes for us because we've got Paul on the phone, and Paul just told us how wonderful. He told us great things about you and how wonderful you are and how he was really looking forward to things, and he does not understand why he's not heard from you. So we thought, well, let's call Leslie and see if we can kind of mediate a conversation between the two of you. So,
this is
typically
great.
Is not a good sign.
She's at the gym. She's getting out, bro.
Well, will you tell us what's going on?
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. It just boils down to his current circumstance in life.
What does that mean?
Okay, so I don't know if he explains. And by the way, I love you guys.
Thank you.
I don't know if he explained, but he was in between jobs when we met, and I had no judgment about that at first. You know, like you don't have a job, you don't have a car, you don't, whatever your circumstances are. Like, I try to keep that as a separate thing because people change, circumstances change. I get it.
Okay.
And he seemed so amazing otherwise that I was like, wow, this guy could actually be my Prince Charming. Mm. Plus, since he's not working, he's got more time to play with me anyway, right?
Oh, yeah.
Audrey's all smiling.
What does that mean, Audrey?
I love it. All the attention's on her.
Yeah. And then once we settle in, everything's good. And then you get a job and then things kind of, you know, things go in that direction. Great. But eventually it started to become a turnoff. It was basically like we couldn't even text back and forth because whenever I would ask him what's up, what's new, what's going on, how's your day going, he would literally say nothing. Like the word nothing.
Oh.
Nothing.
Like he was doing
like,
nothing.
Right. I'm doing nothing. Like literally doing nothing all day because he didn't have a job. And again, like I said, I get the circumstances, but it was just so weird to me. Like totally different lifestyle. I get up and I'm pretty much working all day until I go to sleep again.
Mm.
Like I'm the kind of person that prefers to be working, even like if it's a party. Like if I can work, if I can like bartend or if I can do like music or whatever, I'd rather be working than like attending, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So you want a guy that's got somewhere to be or something to do?
Well, not necessarily. Like I said, I was okay with it in the beginning, but like, you're not even actively looking. Like, you're not trying to get a job. You're not trying to make any money. Like, what exactly is your plan? You're just going to like live off of me? I don't know. Mm-hmm. So every time I talk to him, he's got absolutely nothing going on. It's just like, all right, that's a like kill strike for me.
What if that changes in the immediate future? Does that make a difference, or have you already made up your mind?
It's not about the actual like job itself. It's about the fact that he has a total lack of ambition. That's the problem.
And that goes more to his character than anything else, is what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I get when you're in between jobs. We all have been there. Like, I get it. I totally understand the circumstances. And like, we can split dates. I can pay, you can pay, whatever. If I have to carry you for a couple weeks, cool, I get it. When I need you, you got my back. When you need me, I got yours. But in this situation, when he has like no ambition, and every time we talk, he's telling me he's doing nothing, like not actively looking, not even a job from home. Like, come on.
Damn.
I mean, I think she pretty much summed it all up. Oh, but Paul, is there anything you want to add to that? Paul, or say or anything?
He hung up a long time ago.
Paul, you still there? He's not looking for a job.
Yeah, you know, I'm here, and it's just, you know, it's tough being out there, and it sucks that, you know, I'm getting shot down. I mean, she's saying, I'm not judging you for where you are right now, but then she's judging me for where I am right now. Mm. I'm trying to send my stuff out and stuff, but guess what? I don't like bringing up, hey, how many times did I get turned down for a job today? Mm-hmm. Maybe I don't like to talk about that. So when you ask, I say nothing, you know? So,
well, I mean, at least I would know that you were going in any direction. And that is totally fine. Like I said, I don't care that you don't have a job right now. I just was worried because there was a complete lack of attempting to get a job or whatever. But now if you're telling me that you are actively trying, that changes things a lot. So I'm kind of turned off right now, but at the same time, like if he's actively trying and been trying, then maybe we have a shot.
This took a turn that I didn't expect.
No doubt.
Seeing.
Wow. I thought this car had crashed, but apparently it's still on the road.
Maybe that's something with me, you know, because I don't like bringing up, you know, hey, I tried this and it sucked and it didn't work. So
I don't want to be a dick, but like, that's another red flag, bad communication. So, you know, I mean, these are all things that are like work throughable, but you know, like we have to communicate.
We're going to back out of this one and let you two handle it. But
we did our job.
We did our jobs.
Wow.
Let's keep this communication train running. I totally get it, Paul. Listen, I've been in that situation and it's embarrassing. I don't like talking about yucky stuff. And to me, that's yucky stuff.
But I'm saying there's not anything to be embarrassed about. Like, stuff happens. Like, I get it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm, okay.
I've been her too, though.
Audrey.
Good luck, you guys.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.